Okay, so let's get started. We are on Yund Zion Amud Beis, 17b, and so we haven't met in a while, so just to recalibrate and make sure we're on the same page. So we're going to be starting from the last of the last of the skinny lines, where the first one line is Modu. So we're going to be starting from Tashma, the middle of that line. So if you remember where we left off last time, we were heavy into discussing the opinion of Rabbi Yoshaya. And Rabbi Yoshaya had such an opinion where he said that the way Shavuos works is that you have Tashlumin, you have the ability to make up for their karbanos that are brought on Shavuos for the entire 6 days after Shavuot. So in essence, you have 7 days to bring the sacrifices, the Korban Chagiga and the Korban Re'iyah. You can bring them for all 7 days. The first day of for biblically the only day of Yom Tov for Shavuot, the first day, and for the 6 days after Shavuot. And he learns this from one specific area, and we're going to have another few different perspectives of where this could be learned from. That'll be the first part, where the first part of today's learning is going to be speaking about where Rabbi Yoshaya learns it from, maybe some refutations for his opinion, and ultimately defenses for his opinion, and we will uphold his opinion. Then we're going to go into a lengthy conversation about Chol HaMoed. How do we know that Malacha is not allowed on Chol HaMoed, and how do we know that even though Malacha is not allowed on Chol HaMoed, that it is different than a regular Yontif, that there is more Malacha that is allowed on Chol HaMoed than on a regular day of Yontif. And finally, we'll conclude with the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, sorry, Amud Beis, that Mishnah will begin a lengthy discussion that will take us until the end of the Masechta. That's how you know how lengthy it is. It is a discussion of Tumah and Tahara. That is what Chagiga is most known for in terms of making it one of the more complicated Masechtos in this Seder, right? People think Chagiga and say, okay, how complicated could it be? Well, by the time after you get through all of the Dapim, the first two-thirds of the Masechta that are all about Karbanos, more or less, and then you have the final 10 Daf that are about Tum and Tahara, so you realize that it's not the easiest Masechta in the world, but we are plowing through slowly but surely. So let's begin. Again, to a reminder, Rabbi Yoshaya had this opinion that there are 7 days in total that one has the opportunity to bring the Karbanos, the Karban of Chagiga, and the Korban Olas Re'iyah from Shavuos. You could bring it on the day of Shavuos itself, in theory. Well, we spoke that it's not so simple, and not everyone agrees that you could bring those Korbanos on the day of Shavuos itself. That was part of the Mishnah that was related to this Gemara. And he says you can also certainly bring them on the 6 days following Shavuos. Now, is this really true? Is he correct in making such a statement? So says the Gemara as follows, again, the middle of the last skinny line on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Tashma, come in here. We're going to have a refutation from the following brisa. Mishalo chag shivas yemei Pesach. Whoever did not give their chagigo offering during the 7 days of Pesach, ushmonas yemei chag, or they didn't offer their chagigo offering on the 8 days of Sukkot, v'yom tov shel atzeres, or whoever did not give their carbon chagiga on the yom tov of Shavuos, shuv eino chogig, this individual can no longer give their carbon chagiga. My lav yom tov shel atzeres. So now says the Gemara, so what's the case of Shavuos? So again, we went through Pesach, we went through Sukkot, 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot, and Yom Tov Shavuos makes it sound like the Brisa is saying you could only bring the Korban Chagiga of Shavuos on Shavuos itself, which means not the 7 days that Rabbi Yoshaya said, but just the one day of the actual Yontif day of Shavuos. So my love, Yom Tov Shalat Sarah. So what's the case of Shavuos? Is it not the actual Yontif, the actual festival day of Shavuos itself on Shavuos, and that we do not have the opportunity to bring the Chagiga after Shavuos, which would then refute the opinion of Rabbi Yoshaya? So says the Gemara, first of all, when this brisa was stated, you have to correct the girsa. It wasn't that we said Yom Tov Shalat Saris, it was Yom Tovoach. So lo, Yom Tovoach, says the Gemara, we're not talking about Shavuos. We didn't say Shavuos, we called it the day of slaughter, right? What's the day of slaughtering? So it means that it's specifically not the day of Shavuos, but it's the day of slaughtering related to Shavuos, which means at best, what we're talking about over here is that there is a specific day to bring the Karbanos for Shavuos, that might be Shavuos, or they might be a day of Tashlumin after Shavuos. It says the Gemara, Iachi nifshot mina dechad yom tvoach. So let us say, says the Gemara, we could still bring a refutation for Rabbi Yoshaya's opinion, because we could derive the fact that the Braisa says there's only one day of slaughtering, there's only one day of shechting for Shavuos, which means there are not a full 7 days of compensation of Tashlumin for the Karbanos of Shavuos. There is only one single day for Shavuos, and not the six that are allowed by Rabbi Yoshaya. So I believe what the Gemara is trying to say over here is that maybe you can argue that there is a technical day of Tashlumin in which you can bring sacrifices for Shavuos, but not that you get all 6 days, but that you get Shavuos itself, and then one day afterwards. So in other words, it's a total of two, and not, or a total of one extra, and not a total of six, like Rabbi Yoshaya says. So the Gemara says, whoa, hold on a second. We changed the language a second ago from Yom Tov to Yom Tvoach. So you know what? Maybe the text of the Braisa was wrong in both of those circumstances. Eima Yimei Tvoach. Maybe the Braisa says that specifically the text was not Yom Tvoach, but Yimei Tvoach, the days of slaughtering, which basically means that you have the opportunity to bring Karban Chagiga and any of the days of slaughtering of first Shavuos. What are the quote-unquote days of slaughtering? So one can, if Rabbi Yoshaya is correct, which we're going to assume that he is, because why would we assume he's wrong? So we then can read his opinion into the Braisa. The Braisa doesn't give a specific number of days, but we do know that there are multiple days because it says Yimei, because it says days in plural. Therefore, we would assume that this cannot refute Rabbi Yoshaya. Maybe it even supports Rabbi Yoshaya. So that is the first refutation that came and went, and we do not accept that we go back to assuming that Rabbi Yoshaya is correct, because the Braisa seems to imply that one can say that there are 6 days of Yom Tvoach, 6 days of slaughtering of Tashlumin. Okay, next refutation, or attempted refutation. Tashma, Detani Rebbe Bar Shmuel. So we have another disproof from a Braisa, the Braisa that was taught, that Rebbe Bar Shmuel taught. Amra Torah, the Torah says, Menei Yamim the Kadesh Chodesh, that one should count days. How many days do you count? You count 30 days. It's not in the text of the Gemara, but it's understood. You count 30 days, and you have to be Mekadesh. You have to sanctify the beginning of the month by bringing the specific musaf offerings that go along with being Mekadesh and Nuchodesh. Minei yamim the kadesh atzeres, and one should count days, right? How many days? So we'll see 50 days. You count 50 days, and through that you're makadesh the chag, the holiday of Shavuos, the holiday of atzeres, by bringing the special olas re'iyah and chagiga karbonos that go along with that holiday, the holiday of Shavuos. So says the Gemara now, says the Braisa now, machodesh l'minuyav. This comparison, this analogy that we have, it teaches that just as the beginning of the month is going to be, you're going to sanctify it for a certain period of time that's equal to the units that we use to count it. In other words, how does one determine when the new month comes? Well, you count 30 days, and then you'll know when the new month is. So how long do you therefore have to be makadesh the new month? Well, you take one of the units, and you say you have that, you have one single entire unit of measurement. The unit of measurement for months is days, as we just saw. So therefore, we have one whole day to be makadesh the chodesh. And what is the way in which we calculate Shavuos? How do we know when we're going to get to Shavuos? How do we count? We count days. So since Shavuos is sanctified by 50 units of days, so my love gamar my chodesh. So wouldn't we then say that we'll learn out from the case of a new month as follows: ma chodesh yom echad, just as the beginning of the month we bring musaf offerings just for one day of Rosh Chodesh, afat seres yom echad, so too when it comes to Shavuos, how long do we have the opportunity to bring karbanos to sanctify Shavuos? You should only have one day to do it, meaning that you only have the day of Shavuos itself itself to sanctify itself, to bring their karbonos of the Chagiga and the Olas Re'ia, and that's it. You don't have any other days. That's the comparison. That's the understanding you would make out of this brisa. And therefore, that clearly goes against Rabbi Yoshaya's opinion, because again, this is saying you only have one day to offer the karbonos of Shavuos, as opposed to Rabbi Yoshaya says you have 7 days to offer the karbonos. Says the Gemara, no, you're totally off base. Amar Rava says Tisbura. Do you really think that what you just said is logical? Is it really true? Atu Atzeres Yomi Maninan Shavui Lo Maninan. Right? Do we only count for Shavuos days, but not weeks? Have you ever counted Sfira in your life? Says Rava. We don't only use days; we use weeks to count up to Shavuos. The Amar Abaye says Mitzvah Limimne Yomi. There's a mitzvah; it's a commandment to count days for counting up to Shavuos. Dichtiv Tisperu Chamishim Yom, because the pasuk says you have to count for 50 days. Umitzvah Limimne Shavuay. And there's also a mitzvah to count the weeks leading up to Shavuos. Dichtiv Shiva Shavuos Tisperlach. You have to count 7 weeks. The Od Chag Shavuos Ksiv. What's the name of the holiday? It's not Yomim. It's Shavuos. The name of the holiday is weeks, the festival of weeks. So don't tell me that the unit of measurement to get up to Shavuos is only counted in days. We also count weeks. And therefore, if we assume that to count months, to count for the Rosh Chodesh, which you need 30 days to count there, so therefore days is the unit of measurement, so therefore you only can sanctify Rosh Chodesh on one singular day. So if it comes to Shavuos, where we use days and weeks to count, so in theory, I guess you can argue there's a perspective to say that days is the unit of measurement, so you can only sanctify Shavuos on one day. However, that's problematic because we also use weeks to count for Shavuos, so therefore the unit of measurement to count to Shavuos is weeks, and therefore you should have the opportunity to use an entire week to sanctify Shavuos, which essentially proves the opinion of Rabbi Yoshaya. Okay, so therefore that refutation is thrown out the window. Okay, now, after trying to refute Rabbi Yoshaya and being unsuccessful in doing so, the Gemara is going to try to see if there's any other opinions out there who agree with Rabbi Yoshaya, or at the very least compliment Rabbi Yoshaya. So says the Gemara as follows: Dvei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yaakov Tana. Right, so the Chachamim in the yeshiva of Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov taught in the following brisa. Amar Kra, the pasuk says Ukrasim Uvekutzrachem. The pasuk specifically says that Ukrasim, like you shall you'll call out Uvekutzrachem, and when you do the reaping. What is the holiday in which you do this karasem and this kutzruchem? When do you do this reading and this reaping? Heavy, or this calling and this reaping? Heavy omer zech chag atzeres. You have to say that this happens on the chag of atzeres, on Shavuos. Emas, and when do you do these things on Shavuos? When are you reaping on Shavuos? If you want to say that I'm going to be reaping, I'm going to be violating the Isser Malach of Katsira on Shavuos itself, that can't be, because Katsira B'Yom Tov Mishari. Would anyone say that the Malach of Katsira, the Malach of reaping plants and whatever, is going to be permissible on the Chag, on the Yontif itself? Elalav L'Tashlumen, right? Pasuk clearly prove that we're not talking about reaping on the festival day, but still the Torah calls it a mikra kodesh. It's still called a holy time regarding. So therefore, what are we talking about? Must be the lav l'tashlumen. It must be that we're speaking about the tashlumen, and therefore, in other words, what the Bryce is doing over here is that since we're referring to a holy time period, and it must be referring to the time period around Shavuos, we can't be talking about Shavuos because of the fact that we're doing reaping on this day. It must be the Torah itself is mandating that there are days that are like Shavuos, holy like Shavuos, but are not actually Yontif days of Shavuos, and this therefore is the proof, according to this opinion from the Torah, that there is a notion of Tashlumen, of makeup days for Shavuos to bring Karbanos, and so this is another perspective brought in the Gemara. Then says the Gemara, so fine. So we have this one opinion of Rabbi Yoshaya that says we have 7 days of Tashlumen. We have 7 full days to bring the Karbanos from the holiday of Shavuos. And we have this other opinion that was said in the name of the debate, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. So why do we need both opinions? Can we just have one of them? Says the Gemara as follows. No. V'afa gav de'itmar de Rabbi Elazar amar Rabbi Yehoshaya. Even though we have the source of Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Yehoshaya, even though we have that, it's Tzurich the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. We still need the statement that was made in the name of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Why? Dimi the Rabbi Eliezer ben Amar Rabbi Oshaya. Because if we only had the notion that there's an idea of makeup days to bring the Karbanos of Shavuos, if we only learned that from the teaching of Rabbi Eliezer b'shem Rabbi Oshaya, Hava Mina, I would have thought as follows. Ma tashlumin shachag ha-matzos aser b'asiyas malacha. Just as when it comes to the 6 days that I had the opportunity to do makeup up Karbanos for the first day of Pesach, that I have the six rest of the days of Pesach and it to make up the Karbanos, and it's usher to do malacha on those days again. So it's not an equal level of Isser malacha. We're talking about the Chol Hamoed days have one level of Isser, and the final day of Pesach has another level of Isser, but they're all usher in doing malacha in some way, shape, or form. So ata shlumi atzeres nami usher basias malacha. So too, excuse me. So too, when it comes to the makeup days for Shavuos, I would assume that it would be usher for me to be involved in any sort of malacha as well, because the holidays of Tashlum, the makeup days for Shavuos are like the makeup days of Pesach. Well, how similar are they? Just like the makeup days of Pesach, I can't do malacha, so too maybe I shouldn't be able to do malacha on the makeup days of Shavuos. And that would be kind of problematic, because as far as I know, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, we all did malacha on the days after Shavuos. True, we have 2 days of Shavuos, Luchatz Laretz, but on day 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, we all did malacha. It's mine. Oh, maybe not this year. I forgot. How did it fall? Maybe Shabbos was in there somewhere. But regardless, we all did malacha on some of those days. So how would that work? So this is why we need the opinion of Kamash Malan, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. This is why we need the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Why? Because the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, again, that the specific days of compensation, these tashlumin days, I'm allowed to do malacha on it, because that's where the pasuk says. It says v'kutzrachem, right? That I'm going to do my reaping. I can't do my reaping on yontif. So according to that opinion, it must be that whatever the days of tashlumin are about, it must be that those days entitle me to do malacha, unlike on the day of Shavuos, and therefore they're entirely permissible for malacha. So fine. So then why don't we just teach that opinion? And if we only had taught the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that said that that malacha is permissible, so lo yadana, we're now on the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, lo yadana kama, if I would have taught that opinion, I wouldn't know how many days I have the right to do tashlum, because again, Rabbi Yoshaya says, very very specific, 7 days. Where do we get 7 days? Just like Pesach, I have 7 days, so Shavuos, I should have 7 days to bring the Karbanos. But Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov doesn't bring such an exact amount, so I wouldn't know how many days that I have the opportunity to make a tashlumin. Kamash Malan, Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya. So that's why we have the teaching of Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Yoshaya, because this specifically links Shavuos and Pesach and tells us that we have 7 full days to bring the Karbanos. Okay, fine. With that, we have another source in the Gemara that we're going to give now for the notion of tashlumin. Here's what the Gemara says. V'Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish says, V'Chag HaKatzir. The Torah says, the Chag HaKatzir, that it's a festival of Katzir, of harvesting. So Izu Chag Shata Chugeg V'Kotzir Bo. So what is the holiday that you bring a Chagiga and you also have the opportunity to do Katzir, to do the reaping? Have a Omer Zat Saris. So you have to say that this is Shavuos. Amos. But if that's the case, so when are you supposed to bring a chagiga and also do the katsira and do reaping? Ilim be Yom Tov, if you say that you're going to do the reaping on Yom Tov, so it's another similar idea as that which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said. So if you want to say that you're going to do the reaping on Yom Tov, that can't be, because katsira be Yom Tov mishare, is reaping on a Yom Tov really going to be allowed? Of course it isn't. El alav l'tashlumin, is it not clear that the pasuk is referring to the fact that there is a day of tashlumin? And therefore, what Reish Lakish is saying over here, that the fact that Shavuos is called the Chag HaKatzir, the fact that it's called the holiday of harvest, it must mean that harvesting is allowed on the holiday. And just like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, That harvesting is not allowed on the holiday, and therefore there must be days of Tashlumin that are allowed for Shavuos as well. So too, that's exactly what Reish Lakish says. Since it's called a holiday of reaping, which is clearly not allowed as a malacha to do on Shavuos, it must be that there are days of Tashlumin that follow Shavuos as well. Okay, now the Gemara says, well, is that really true? So Rabbi Yochanan comes to argue with Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ella Me'ata. Can you really say what you just said is true? Like, are you really being intellectually honest, Reish Lakish? Because when else do we have a holiday that's referred to as some potential prohibition of a malacha? Well, we also have a holiday called Sukkot that the Torah refers to Chag HaAsif. It's the holiday of, like, ingatherings, right? And so, Ezu Chag She'ish Bo Asifa. So what's the holiday that we have in gatherings? Specifically, we're talking about, like, you know, bringing in, like, the crops and everything. So, Heve Omer Zeh Chag HaSukkot. It must be that we're talking about the holiday of Sukkot. Emas, when exactly are people allowed to bring their crops in, from Sukkot, from the fields into their homes? If you say that it's on Yontif itself, that can't be, because Malacha B'Yom Tov Mishari. Is anyone going to allow Malacha on Yontif to bring in the crops? Of course not. Ela b'chol shamoid. Oh, wait, whoa. But will you say that you can do it on Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed Mishari? Does anyone actually allow this Malacha to be done on Chol HaMoed? Ela Chag Haba B'Zman Asifa. Since it can't be that the Pasuk is talking about a time past that of Yontif of Sukkot and past that of Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkot, right? Everyone agrees you can't bring a tashlum and you can't bring a makeup sacrifice from the first day of Sukkot, you know, on day 17. Everyone would agree that. You only have those 7 days, but the problem is that those 7 days of Sukkot, or those 8 days of Sukkot with Shmini Atzeres, it's prohibited to do malacha all of those days. And therefore, you can't be that the Torah wants us to understand this, or learn some an idea out of the fact that it's called Chag HaAsif, that it's called a holiday of gathering, rather when the Torah calls it the Chag HaAsif, it must mean that it's a holiday that takes place during the time of gathering, of bringing in the crops. Meaning, we're not going to bring in the crops in on Sukkot, but this is the time of year that farmers bring in their crops. And therefore, since that's the case, if that's what Chag HaAsif means in regards to Sukkot, so Hachanami Chag HaBab is Man Katsira. So too, when Shavuos is called Chag HaKatsir, it's not called the festival of harvest because you yourself are going to be harvesting and reaping up all of the produce. No, it's a festival that comes during the time of the reaping of the Kitzira, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan basically says it's a very nice idea, Reish Lakish, but you can't bring a proof from this idea that it's called the holiday of Kitzira. Okay, with this now the Gemara spends the rest of the Amud dealing with how we know there's an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, because it was just brought up as a clear understanding. Everyone knows that Malacha is prohibited on Chol HaMoed. How do we know that? That's what the Gemara is going to deal. So says the Gemara as follows: Miklal d'tarvayu svira lehu. It's clear that both of these individuals, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, hold the chul shal moed aser v'asis malacha, that on chol moed is aser to do malacha. Minahalni mili. Where do we get this from? How do we know this, that it's aser to do malacha on chol moed? The Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbis Tana Braisa, es chag hamatzos tishmor shavas yamim. The Torah says that you have to guard this festival of matzos for 7 days. So limid al chul shal moed. The pasuk teaches this regarding Chol HaMoed, she'aser b'asiyas malacha, that it's that you can't do malacha on these days. Zevir Rabbi Yoshia. So these are the words of Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yonasan Omer. But Rabbi Yonasan says, "Ain't no tzarach." No. A pasuk isn't needed to tell us that one can't do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Kavachomer, you have a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Uma rishonu shvi'i. Just like when it comes to the first and the seventh days of Pesach. She'in kedusha lefneinu l'acharein, where there is not a day of holiness that comes before it or after it. What he's specifically referring to is that you have the Yontif days, the full Yontif days, as we know it, the book ends, the beginning and the end of Pesach, and there is not a Yontif day that comes before the first day or after the first day, and there's also not a Yontif day that comes before the last day or after the last day. So it says, so she'in kedusha lefneihen ulachran, there's no holiness, there's no holy day like a Yontif day before the first and last days, asar basiyas malacha, but still on those days it's prohibited to do any sort of malacha, chulo shel moed, when it comes to chol moed, Yesh Kadusha Lefnein Alachrayim. Reich HaMoed is a more spiritually lofty time because there are holy days before and after. Because if you look at Chol HaMoed as a whole, then there is a holy day at the beginning, that's the first day of Pesach, and a holy day at the end, that's the last day of Pesach. So Chol HaMoed gets the bookends of days of Kedusha. So so isn't it clear that these days should also be prohibited to do malacha? So again, what just happened is that we learned from, according to Rabbi Yoshia, that we can learn from a pasuk that we're told to guard the days of Pesach, and that's all the days. So it must mean that there's an iser malacha on Chol HaMoed, as we'll see, not as severe, but that there is some sort of an iser malacha. And according to Rabbi Yonasan, there is a potential kal v'chomer that one is not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed because of how Chol HaMoed is sort of closed in by the first and last day of Yontif. Okay, so with that, the Gemara says, so the Bryce is going to continue now, and it's going to say that's a very nice idea to Rabbi Yoshia, but to Rabbi Yonasan, we don't like that idea. Why? Because Sheishis and Ebreishis Yochichu. You have the first of the 6 days of creation, right? So these days of Sunday through Friday, so they're going to knock out what Rabbi Yonasan says. How so? Sheish Kedusha Lefnein Alachrayim, because there is a Kedusha before them and after them. Right? What's the holy day that bookends Sunday through Friday? Shabbos. You have Shabbos on one side and Shabbos on the other side. But umutar basi is malacha. But no one would ever say that a regular Sunday through Friday is prohibited to do malacha. So clearly, just because of the fact that you have a group of days that's bookended by holy days that you don't do malacha on, so clearly those days don't become asr but malacha itself, because then you'd never be able to do malacha on a regular Sunday through Friday. And so therefore, Chol HaMoed also shouldn't be allowed to make such a kal v'chomer, and so that kal v'chomer shouldn't work. So the Gemara says, let's calm down for a second. Ma'ala sheishis and ebreishis. How can you make a comparison between the 6 days of creation and Chol HaMoed? Because in ben korban musaf, the regular Sunday through Friday doesn't have a korban musaf that you bring on it. And so maybe the reason why they were able to make such an inference about Chol HaMoed that it is a day that's prohibited with malacha because it's bookended by a day of Yontif on the front end and the back end is because, unlike the regular Sunday through Friday cycle, there's a Korban Musaf, which means it's a holier day, which means you can make like a holier inference for that day. Tomar Bechul Shel Moed, can the same be said of Chol HaMoed, Sheish Bo Korban Musaf, which has a Korban Musaf that's brought on each day of Chol HaMoed, and so therefore, since Chol HaMoed is loftier than an ordinary weekday, they can't really be comparable, so maybe the Kal HaChomer should stand, says the Gemara, no dice. Rosh Chodesh Yochiach, we can learn a proof out from Rosh Chodesh, that Rabbi Yonasan's Kal HaChomer is not true. Sheish bo korban musaf, because Rosh Chodesh has a korban musaf on it, just like Chol HaMoed, but the mutar basiyat malacha, it's still usher to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, if it's permissible to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, one should be allowed, based on the Kal HaChomer, to do malacha on Chol HaMoed as well. So says the Bryson, no. Mal Rosh Chodesh, how can you bring a comparison between Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed? Shein karay mikra kodesh, Rosh Chodesh isn't called Mikra Kodesh. It's not called this like holy time. Tomar Bechul Shel Moed, can you say the same regarding Chol HaMoed? Shakaroi Mikra Kodesh, right? Chol HaMoed is called Mikra Kodesh. It's called a holy time. So Hoil Bekari Mikra Kodesh, since it's called a holy time, Din Hush Aser Basias Malacha. It's a logical inference that it should have a more spiritually restrictive time, and so therefore it should, by sense of the Kal HaChomer, be prohibited to do malacha on these days. And so therefore, at the end of the day, even though the Braisa tried to get rid of the Kal HaChomer seems to stand. So now it seems that we learn out the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed from two ways. Either one, you have a pasuk that says it seemingly on some level explicitly, or you have it out from this Kal HaChomer. So now the Gemara is going to have a few other ideas that teach us that it's prohibited to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. It says the Gemara as follows: Tanya Idach. So it was taught in another brisa. Kol Melachas Avodah Lo Sasu. The Torah says you shouldn't do any work. And then the very next pasuk is that it's I think it's something like Kol Shabbos Yamim. You shouldn't do any work. Period. For 7 days. So Sha'asur B'Siyas Malacha. So this is to show that there's a prohibition to do. Oh, you know where am I? One second. Oh, sorry. again, Tanya, Ida Chosor, and another brace of Kumala Chazavodalo. So the Torah says you shouldn't do any work, and then right after it says Kol Shabbos Yamim, all 7 days. Limid Al Chulu Shalmoid. So this connection between these two psukim teaches us about Chalamoid, which is the 7 day period. Sha'asur Basias Malacha, that it's Asur to do Malacha on it. The Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's what Rabbi Yosi Aglili says. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Einot Sarach, you don't need this drasha that you just made, because Harehu Omer, because the Torah says regarding Chalamoid, Moadei Hashem, that these are the Moadei Hashem. These are like the appointed times of Hashem. Bamei Hakasuv Medaber, regarding what is the pasuk talking about when it says Eila Moadei, that these are the appointed festivals. In Barishon, if you want to say it's talking about the first day of Sukkot, that can be because Harei Kvar Ne'amar Shabbosun, because the first day of Sukkot is already called a Shabbosun. It's called the day of rest. In Bashmini, if you say regarding that the Eilam Odi is talking about the 8th day of Sukkot, Harikvar Ne'emar Shabbason, it can't be, because that's also already called the Shabbason, it's called the day of rest. So Ha'in HaKasav Medaber Ela B'chul Shal Moed, what are the Eilam Odi that the Torah is referring to? It must be that it's talking about Chalamoid. So this shows you that Chalamoid is also included in the Isser Malacha so this teaches you that Chalamoid is also included in the Isser Malacha as well. Now it has the Gemara another brisa that teaches a prohibition to where the source of the prohibition of Malacha and Chalamoid is. Tani idach v'sodan. The brisa sheishif siyamim tocha matzos v'yom ha'shvi yatzeres l'Hashem. The Torah says that you'll have a 6 day period where you should eat matzos, and on the 7th day, it should be like a restraint to Hashem, and the pasuk concludes that you shouldn't be doing any work. So mashvi atzor, the pasuk says that mashvi atzor avsheishem matzurin. So just like the 7th day is like a restrained day from doing malacha, so too sheishes yamim matzurin, so too the 6 days before that are also sort of like restrained from doing malacha. E mashvi yatzar b'chum malacha. So if so, so one should say that just like the 7th day you can't do any malacha, all malacha you can't do. Af sheishes yamim matzurin b'chum malacha. So too maybe all 6 days you shouldn't be able to do malacha as well. Right? Again, the first day and the 7th day everyone agrees, but those 5 days in the middle are the ones that would be a major chiddush that you can't do any malacha on Chol Moed whatsoever. That's hard to believe. Tamal Omar Ubayom Hashvi'i Yatzeres. The Torah says that on the 7th day you shall be like a restraint. Hashvi'i Atzor B'chum Malacha, which means that on the 7th day you can't do any Malacha. Ve'in Shisha Yamim Atzurim B'chum Malacha. But the other 6 days, you don't have such a restraint from doing all of this Malacha. But again, the first day is a regular day of Yantav as well. But again, for Chol HaMoed, there is no such Isser Malacha on the same level. Ha'alom Esar HaKasav Ela L'Chachamim. And so from here says the price. So we see that the Torah essentially gave over like the legal specifics of these days, of the days of Chol HaMoed, to the Chachamim. Lomar Lecha Eze Yom Asur, to tell you which day is a Yom Tov, when everything is Asur, Ve'eze Yom Mutar, and which day is a day where more things are permissible. So Chazal had the right to tell us which days exactly are full Yom Tov days, and which day are Chol HaMoed days. And Ezo Malacha Asur, and to tell us regarding Chol HaMoed itself, what Malacha is Asur, Ve'ezo Malacha Mutaris, and what Malacha is permissible, right? There's nowhere in the Torah that it says that in Chol HaMoed you can do this, or you can't do that. That's what Chazal sort of outlined for us. Whereas when it comes to the days of Yontif itself, the Torah also doesn't outline those malachas, but we come to understand that the Isser Malacha on the first and last days of Yontif is the same as the days of Shabbos. So it seems to be pretty clear, well, at least for the most part, excluding things of eating food and the like. Okay, so with all of this, So with all of this, we have now concluded the section over here of the laws of Chol HaMoed and how we know that there is a Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, and it's not as great as the Isser Malacha on the days of Yontif itself, but we have the proofs over here. This is where it's learned out from. Now with the final few lines of the Gemara, and I think we'll end up stopping here, but with the final few lines of the Gemara that we'll read through really quickly, is just the final segment of the Mishnah that we have not yet that we have not yet spoken about, and that is as follows: Umutarin behesped v'tainis, that it's one is allowed to give a eulogy, and one is allowed to fast on the Yom Tvoach, on the day of the slaughter, right? Shalo l'kayin es dibrei ha'omrin, so as not to uphold the words of those who say atzeres achara Shabbos, that Shavuos is always on the day after the Shabbos, meaning that Shavuos is always on Sunday. So in other words, we don't like telling people we don't allow people to keep the day of slaughter, which is the compensation day for Shavuos. We don't allow them to keep that as like a holier day because of the fact that we don't allow them to keep it as a holy day regarding eulogies and fasting because of the fact that people will make too many links between that and the opinion of the Sadukim, who said that Shavuos is always going to be on Sundays, so we don't allow for it. And so, but the Gemara says Va'atanya, but we have a brisa that Maseh umes Alexa belud, right? So how do we know that Alexa, Amazon Alexa, is from where do we know it in the Gemara? Right here. So Maseh umes Alexa belud. So it happened that Alexa, an individual, I guess a holy person, died in Lod. V'nechnasu kol Yisrael lisofto, and all Klal Yisrael came and to eulogize for him. Lo hi nicham Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon would not allow them to eulogize for him. V'mnei sheyom tov shalat Seres Hayah, because it was the day, the holiday of Shavuos. So this is a major contradiction, because on the one hand, we have the Mishnah that says you are allowed to give eulogies and you are allowed to fast on the day of slaughter, which is the compensation day of Shavuos. On the other hand, it would seem that you are not allowed to give a eulogy or fast on Shavuos. So which one is it? Says the Gemara, Yom Tov Sakadei Tach. Does it enter your mind for a second that it was actually Yontif? Ibi Yom Tov Mikaso. If this really happened on Yontif, would all of the Klal Yisrael have really come to eulogize for him? It never would have happened. It must be that Rabbi Tarfon prevented the people from giving the eulogies for this Alexa individual because it was the Yom Tvoach, it was the compensation day of Shavuos, and therefore this braisa is a contradiction to our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, lo kasha. No, there's no kasha over here. Why? Kan be Yom Tov Shachalios Achar Shabbos, because here the braisa that allows you to prohibit eulogies on this day of slaughtering, we're speaking about a case where the Yom Tov fell out after Shabbos, meaning the Yom Tov fell out, let's say, on a Tuesday. So now it's Wednesday, so there's no reason to prohibit a eulogy, there's no reason to force someone to be allowed to give a eulogy on that day, because no one's going to mistake this opinion with the Sadducees. However, kan b'yom tov shachalios b'shabbos, in our Mishnah, in which we said that Sunday, the our Mishnah, which we said that eulogizing is going to be prohibited, in which we said that eulogizing will not be prohibited on that day, is because Yontif fell out on Shabbos itself. And since Shavuos fell out on Shabbos itself, and now comes Sunday, this Yom Tovach, the day of slaughter, the compensation day for Shavuos, and now all of a sudden you're saying that you can't eulogize? Well, now everyone's going to say, oh, it must be, you're holding like the Sadducees, who says Shavuos is always going to be on a Sunday. So since Shavuos is on a Sunday in this Mishnah, in our Mishnah, so we say you can't give eulogies on that day. You are allowed to give eulogies, and you are allowed to fast on that day because of the fact that we don't want people to think for a second that we are holding like the Tzedukim. So with that, we conclude this whole section, and I think we'll stop right here. God willing, next time we'll pick up from the top of Yud Ches Mabez, the next Mishnah, which again is the beginning of the rest of the Masechta, talking about Tum and Tahara. So wish everyone a beautiful night, and God willing, we'll be on for next week.